It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by Wednesday, February 13th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by February 13th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See club for details.
Increase your chances at getting it right for your Valentine with Leshers Flowers. Leshers is a family-owned and operated business serving the St. Louis metro area for over 30 years. Leshers uses only the freshest, top-quality flowers from around the world and takes pride in delivering fresh flowers daily to St. Louis and the surrounding areas. Go to leshersflowers.com and order online or pick up the phone and call 314-832-3500. They're fresher from Leshers.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned, hot, clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Turn that volume up.
Car. Or your underwear.
Where?
Frank Opinions on the air.
So Bill. That's us.
There's no fun.
Too late.
Oral stimulation.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
From Bill.
Well, I know what it means. When you talk, you stimulate the nerves in your mouth and your taste buds and your tongue.
That's right. That's what it is.
Oral stimulation from talking. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 5th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. You know who they are. They make windows. They make replacement windows, and they make terrific replacement windows. They must be terrific because they sell more of Window World's windows than anybody else in the country by a long shot, and have for quite a while. We'll give you a couple of reasons why you might want to consider buying Window World windows, but first this. First, not the
hey!
Earth. I actually said first. This. I think it's the first mistake I've ever made.
Yeah.
Let's see who's in the room today at the control board. 19 years this country had to be without him in his absence, and he was sorely missed. I don't know why people sorely. That doesn't even sound. It's like that people have got sores all over them.
Well, it hurts.
But anyway,
it hurts so much.
It hurts that he was gone. Okay, that makes sense. It hurts so badly that, thank you, Bernice, that he was gone. But thank goodness he came back to the United States where he was born. Oh, and 10 of those years he was in Birmingham, England. And that's where, to this very day, his daddy Dave still resides. And I think Dave listens pretty much every day. Hello, Dave. Look forward to you coming back to the United States of America and coming back in to visit us again. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? I hope it's well.
And somebody in the room has a birthday today.
What?
Now,
Tim?
Yeah. No,
is your birthday,
this guy could have gotten up this morning. When he woke up, he could have said, "You know, it's my birthday. I'm going to go somewhere special. I'm just going to get in the car and I'm going to go northbound or southbound or westbound or maybe." Instead, cat of nine tails.
That's stinky.
Instead, he chose to stay here where his friends are, right here in the studio. First of all, happy birthday. How old are you today?
I am 39 today.
Wow.
Wow. Only one more year to be able to say you're in your 30s.
Wow. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And then when women ask you how old you are, after this next year, you're going to have to say, I'm 40, in my 40s. And it's going to seem and sound and even feel old. But, hey, enjoy the 30s while you're still in it. Say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can call them at 636-695-2650 and receive a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And happy birthday, Bill Cleveland.
Happy birthday, Bill Cleveland.
Thank you. Thank you.
You betcha. And now to another man who has a sponsor who saved his job, essentially, because had that not happened, he might very well have had to go back to work at night as a night cook at Denny's. And nobody wanted to see that happen, especially the patrons at Denny's. He might have also had to go back to selling knives door to door. And who would want to do that? Yeah, can I help you? Yeah, would you like to buy that? Door closed. Nobody wants to do that. Or baseball season. He might very well have had to, you know, once he realized, well, I guess there's no radio job for me. Maybe I need to practice. Colbert here! Colbert! Get your Colbert here! But he didn't have to do that. He might also have had to, had this job not been saved by the advertiser he's about to mention, he might have had to put on his roller skates. I don't know that the DJ had to skate. Did you have to skate?
Yeah, because you had to serve as the skate guard. You played the record, then you served as the skate guard, then you had to go back up in the booth and play the next record.
So he might have had to put on some skates again. He could have broken a hip or something because he's an older man now, but he didn't have to do that either. Here's what he does have to do. Here's what he does have to do. He has to know his research because, once again, he is head of research for this entire show. He is head of digital clock resetting for this show.
Barry Connors,
he is the newsman here. He's the news director here.
My God, are you still talking?
Yes, I am still talking, and I'll talk as long as I want to. This is kind of like my show.
He's also the author of the number one best-selling book in the United States, Bad Mood, Good Mood, and Mood, and that's it, because that's all anybody could possibly do is, oh, no, wait, it's not. He's also a private investigator, and that is not a joke. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your fantastic sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling, 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They install and work on all makes and models. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com.
This isn't
roller skating music.
right in the middle of my endorsement.
Yeah, there goes Matheny. Well, nice to have him on board while they were here.
I'd like to say a quick happy birthday also to a big AM and a PM fan. He texts the show a lot. He's actually a big fan of the show. Bobby Brown, 50 years old today. And Bill, since you guys share the same birthday, I would
ask his ex-wife.
My advice to you is don't be cruel, because I will never be that cruel to you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for that inspiring, inspiring word.
That had to hurt you guys. That had to cut deeply.
It did.
And make you just step back and take a look at how badly we all treat Tim. I personally am just going to keep on doing it. And by the way, in case the roller skating music stepped on it, that is MatheneyHeatCool.com. Or give them that number again, Tim, for Matheny.
314-727-9000. 314-727-9000. 9,000. And Frank, the roller skating rink I worked at actually had a jingle that I think you'll appreciate. The name of the place was the Forum Skating Station. And after we'd do the limbo or the backward skate or whatever, you know, we'd play little games and stuff like that, they'd always make me play this little jingle to announce everybody to get back out on the floor and skate. And the theme song was, the Forum Skating Station, get off of your feet and get onto the floor. The Forum Skating Station is, wait for it, Wheel Fun.
Wheel Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, listen, I love this. I feel like I'm watching Lawrence Welk.
I wish I could roller skate now. I don't know.
I do too. I've always wished that I could roller skate or ice skate.
Yeah.
All right. Now, back to the music. There it is. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, Ian.
Red Boy, that is a nice... That is the, so nice. Red Boy has known now for some time that Tim used to be a roller skating rink DJ, and he has, for the last several weeks, been building a pair of roller skates. He got a hold of Tim's shoe size somehow, and they're beautiful, and the wheels are weird. What are the wheels made out of?
Cheese.
Cheese? Oh, no. Cheese wheels.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. Well, why not? I don't know if they ever play polka music at the roller skating rink, but they should have. And if they're ever going to do it, because there still are rinks out there, it could still happen. Just make sure you play music played by these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. You know, that one of these days, I'm going to just surprise Tim, and his introduction won't be about being a Denny's cook or a beer. It'll just be, Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor. Just real quickly, and then just to see if he has fallen asleep or taken a nap because he thinks it'll be the usual 30 minutes.
Rat Boy.
Brought to you by...
Oh, what? Sorry, go ahead.
No, what?
Just to say, Rat Boy actually...
Cheese!
Actually,
that's right, Rat Boy.
Rat Boy actually would love to hear... That job, I actually got fired from that job twice. You ever been fired from a job twice?
The roller
I've rink? Never been fired from a job in my life.
I got fired from the roller skating rink, and then they sold to new owners, and they hired me back, and then they fired me. Oh. But the first time I got fired was because I didn't get along with the concession stand girl, and I poured a can of nacho cheese in her purse.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Man, you were mean.
She was mean to me first.
Wow. Well, I don't care. You know what it says, like, turn the other cheek. If she's mean, you should have just been nice back. But no.
It's just not how I roll.
Poured hot nacho cheese.
No, it wasn't that hot. It wasn't hot. It was just out of the can. Oh. It was room temperature.
But it was good.
Room temperature nacho cheese.
Much better.
Soft.
Much better.
Yeah. Soft.
Soft.
Yeah.
Soft nacho cheese all in her pink
that's
fake
right,
Louis Vuitton purse.
Oh, man.
Yep.
A Louis Vuitton purse?
I think it was fake.
Mm-hmm. I don't want. If I start on this, it'll eat up the whole segment. But I don't get the expensive purse thing. These women that have to have a Coach or a Louis Vuitton. What the heck? What is that about? Well, that's a topic for another time. We have to talk about Window World. That's a topic for any time of the year. Once you realize your windows are shot, and here's what most people do. It's just human nature. You'll put it off, and you know you have. You've needed windows. You keep putting it on. I don't want to buy windows. I don't blame you. I would put it off, too. It's sort of like if, the garage door has got a crack in it, or it's bent, or somebody bumped it with a car, and it's not working. You know you got to replace it, but let it work as long as it will till it just collapses or falls, but then we'll do it. I get that. But here's the thing. While you wait to replace windows, you're actually spending money you don't need to be spending anyway on utility bills, because in the winter, cold air comes in that you want to stay out. In the summer, hot air comes in that you want to stay out. So just get it done. And once you do, you'll be glad you did, because the house will actually look better. The windows will be great looking. It'll be easy to clean. And you know that for quite a while, you don't have to worry about this again. And now your energy bills are going to be reduced, at least some, maybe significantly. Now, which window? Which window? You know the answer to that. Window World, because you're AM and the PM, and you know to tell them you're AM and the PM. Look, if you get a hold of Window World and you have somebody come out and give you an estimate and you don't like the window, don't buy it. Buy another window. Okay, just buy another window. Not gonna happen. And why would you not include them? I cannot imagine anyone who's AM and the PM replacing windows without ever having at least checked with Window World about their prices. I can't even imagine that. You won't do that. You'll call Window World. Just make sure you tell them you're AM and the PM. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
Also, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and of Paul. I don't want to leave that out. Wow, folks, the birthday boy, he could have easily... He had an excuse to not even work today and slack off because it's his birthday, but no. Being the workaholic he is, he's here, and he's brought to you by the people I just talked about, Window World. Again, windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up for the guy who's in the last year of his 30s, Bill Clevland.
Oh, my goodness.
Frank.
You did one clap.
I did one clap. Oh, I did one clap.
The birthday clap.
God. Right now, right now, I hate myself. Because that's 2 days in a row.
Frank's
no,
got
I hate
clap.
Myself.
All right, hang on a second.
I did have the clap today. Edit it out.
I got you.
You know what to do, Limey.
Radio edit.
What is wrong with me? Last year that he can say he's in his 30s, Bill Clevland. I need to see a doctor. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday again, Bill. How are you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I could always lie and tell people I'm in my 30s.
Will you get birthday presents from anybody? Will somebody give you a birthday present?
Not for me.
You don't have. I'm not. That wasn't necessary.
That was pretty rude.
That just wasn't necessary.
Birthday gifts. No, I did get a gift from my friend Pam in California. She sent me a coffee mug, which was pretty cool.
Wait, hang on a second. Yeah. Is this the friend that we were talking about before?
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah? The one that you maybe like, you know, that we were debating whether or not there was anything going on between you two? And he's some like, you know, some misconnections.
That's until he found out Pam P standing up.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Wow.
See,
so the answer to your question is I got a gift and no, but that's okay. I don't need any gifts.
Now, what is the deal with this Pam? Is this somebody? How long?
Yeah,
have you
who
known
is
her?
This?
This is not. This is. I am not talking about this on the air. This is a friend of mine I went to high school with.
Is this the married friend?
Yeah, she's a married friend.
Yeah, I remember her.
Oh boy,
I remember her.
Hey, this is highly inappropriate for the show.
Bill,
No, it's not. Bill, you can break that marriage up. It happens.
You can do it.
You got everything it takes to bust that marriage up. Does that guy have a book out, her husband? No, probably not.
Probably not.
Does he speak? Does he get speaking gigs?
He will after he hears this show. He'll have a book out.
Is he on a radio show? No, I'm sure
probably
he's
not.
Not.
Does he know how to roll
a date? All right, so where are you taking us?
Was it a gift from both of them or just her?
Okay, we're moving on.
Oh.
Just her. We're going to talk about the great state of Vermont. Has anyone been to Vermont?
I've been one time.
No.
I actually have not been to Vermont.
Is that where that maple syrup comes from?
Maple syrup.
Or is that
one
cheese?
Of the things, yeah. No,
was there for 3 hours.
No. That's right, Red Boy.
Maple syrup, right?
Yeah, they may have cheese there. I don't know.
Cheese.
Thank you.
That's right, Red Boy.
So first of all, there is only one state with a smaller population than Vermont. Any idea what it might
Rhode
be?
Rhode Island.
Your guess is
I
Rhode
think
Island?
That's what the,
I'll guess
I think
Alaska.
That's the answer. That's what's supposed to be our answer is Rhode Island, but I don't think that's right.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go the other way. Texas.
I'll say Alaska.
Tim says Alaska. Limey's an idiot. Texas.
I will say Montana.
Dan?
Florissant?
Oh, no, yeah, actually.
South
can
Dakota.
Can I get a real one?
Florissant.
I'm gonna really guess Alaska.
Okay. The answer is Wyoming.
Frank,
I was close.
I was close. Montana.
I'm actually surprised Montana is not the smallest, but Wyoming. I'm sure Montana's right back there. So, yeah, obviously a very small state, though. Some things you might not have known about the state of Vermont. So everyone's heard of the Loch Ness Monster, of course. So
in Vermont?
No. Well, let me finish, for God's sakes.
You know what, Limey? Something's happening to you.
Don't be cruel, buddy.
You've become like the Tim used to be. And you don't want to be that.
Wow.
You don't want to be that guy.
Wow, that's offensive.
So there is a lake in Vermont. It's called Lake Champlain. I believe I'm saying that correctly. I apologize if I'm not.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful lake.
So they have, apparently, they think there is some sort of a monster that lives in that lake.
Yes. That's cool.
Now, nobody's been able to provide indisputable evidence, but for example, everybody believes this, or a lot of people believe it, or want it to be true, including the local single-A Major League Baseball team. They are called the Lake Monsters, the Vermont Lake Monsters. And some of the Native Americans that used to live there, they actually had a word in their vocabulary specifically for a large lake creature. So who knows? It's been around for a long time. I don't know if I believe it, but it's possible.
I kind of hope that the Loch Ness Monster is real. I don't think it is, but I kind of hope that it is.
Oh, I would love it if it was real.
And what's the other?
I hope Sasquatch is real. I hope Bigfoot's a real thing. I do. I'd love it if Bigfoot and Loch Ness and all that stuff was real.
There is a place in, there's a state park.
France, where the women wear no pants.
There's a hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
There's a state park in Ohio where they believe that Bigfoot lives. And so there are people who come out every year and they do. And these are like people, they're not joking around. They are dead serious. I wouldn't call them scientist types, but they are dead serious. Yes, that they have found him and they meet there every year. They have a big conference and they're trying to track him down. They think they.
Mr. Foot? Would you like to get up and speak at our conference? Mm.
All right, hang on. Dan, what do you hear right now? What do you hear right now, Dan? You hear silence. Mr. Foot.
I'm only laughing because I have birthday joy today. Nothing to do with your joke.
Did they ever find Bigfoot's cousin? Big ass?
You know why that's not funny, but it could have been funny? Bigfoot's cousin should be Big Yard. Foot Yard. Oh, yard is bigger than... See,
better.
Now that's funny.
Mine was better.
A big mile and a half.
They're both, you're both horrible.
Mine was better.
So before Vermont...
Or in Great Britain, where Lyme used to live, Big Kilometer.
Big meter.
Big meter, yeah.
Go ahead, Bill. Larry Connors is standing by. He's sure. Ready to come in.
So before Vermont became a state, it was its own country. I did not know this until today. They printed their own currency, ran their own post office. They were actually the first, they weren't even a state at the time, but they outlawed slavery before anyone else in what would become the United States did. So that's kind of interesting. No billboards in the state of Vermont.
Yeah, because it ruins the scenery, right?
Well, I would imagine why. There are three other states that also do not have billboards. Do you know what those three are?
Maine. I want to say Rhode Island again.
You've got a thing for Rhode Island.
I've just never seen a billboard in Rhode Island.
Montana?
Okay. No. Okay, so Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and Vermont are only four that don't allow billboards.
The Game Show Hall of Fame is there. It's called Vermonti Hall.
God almighty. Thank you.
That's hilarious.
Ruining my birthday.
Thank you, Lyman.
Let's see here. So there's a saying that says there are more cows than people in Vermont. That's not exactly true, but so there are about 159,000 cows, 609,000 people. So there's about four cows per person in Vermont.
The original Wizard of Oz, the movie?
Here it comes.
Originally.
Here it comes!
In the original script, it was to be shot up there where all those cows were. And the storyline was that the Wicked Witch smothered to death when she fell in a huge pile of cow doo-doo. And the original song was Ding Dong, the Witch's
Dead. Oh, my God. All that for that.
Thank you.
Ding Dong.
Thank you, everybody. You know, everybody.
The cows in Vermont on Friday night. when the cows go out partying on Friday nights in Vermont, you know what they like to go out and do? They go people tipping.
Wow, that was bad. You should wish you could take that one back because that.
I'm sticking with it.
You should go see a doctor.
You're not going to top Ding Dong. You just not.
So since you mentioned Ding Dong. In Vermont, so they are very big on alternative energy in Vermont. They're kind of at the forefront of a lot of stuff like that. So they now have something called, this is not a joke, called cow power. And so they will take the waste from cows, the cow dung, thank you, there, and they put it in large tanks, and some sort of bacteria breaks it down, and which, of course, produces methane gas, and they use it to power generators in Vermont.
I'll be darned.
I just signed up for a dating app called Cow Power.
Oh, my God.
So he's still trying to recover from that other disaster.
Keep on climbing. All right.
So Cow Power, the utter dating app.
Oh, I get it. The utter. That's good. That's pretty good.
Every time I see a picture on my screen, I can't see the whole person, though.
You can't see the whole person, but you can see the whole steen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next year on my birthday, when I'm deciding whether to go eastbound or northbound or west, I'm staying home. Just going to stay home.
I don't blame you.
All right, so you mentioned maple syrup. I think Dan did. So they produce, well, let's just take it. What do you guess? The most recent number I have is from 2009, but it's got to be pretty close. How many gallons of maple syrup do you think?
I'd say 15,000 gallons.
Six. I'll say 15,000 and a half.
I'll say Frank? 5 million.
920,000 gallons.
I'll say 9,000.
I was closer than anybody else.
Yeah. Highest pie percentage than any other state. All right, one quick one I'll end here on. So I would assume you know that it is the home of Ben and Jerry's in Vermont, correct?
No.
The only reason I know that is because I went there one time for 3 days. That's the only reason I know.
You were at Ben and Jerry's for 3 days?
No, I was in Vermont.
For 3 days. So originally they were going to be a bagel company, but the equipment was too expensive, so they wound up doing ice cream instead. Couple of just fun little facts about Ben and Jerry's. So the two guys, the founders, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, they met in seventh grade gym class in Long Island back in 1963. They were the two slowest kids in class.
Like slow.
Slow, like they would, like, they were, for goodness sake.
Gym class.
Were always the last ones, and so that's how they got to know one another, because they didn't like to run. Chocolate chip cookie dough, that is the most popular flavor. None of the original 8 flavors of Ben & Jerry's ice cream are still made, and each employee, if you work there, you can have up to 3 pints of ice cream free every single day.
None of the original 8. Surely one of the original 8 would be like chocolate and vanilla. Wouldn't that be one of the original 8?
Not according to their own website. The original 8 are no longer made. There you go. That is it. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
Time we have to take a little survey about who in the room thinks is what's the best ice cream that you can just buy in the supermarket. We're not gonna do it now, but something to think about later. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one by a long shot, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the official replacement window the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and the preferred window of Paul. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will be on tomorrow, so if you have a pet.
Woo-hoo!
I know. People love him. They've loved him for 15 years on this show. Somebody help me understand the whole rental scooter and bike thing. I don't get how that's even supposed to work.
Basically, you download an app. There's a barcode on the bike wherever you find it. You scan the barcode. You say how long you want to use it for, and then you pay. And that's pretty much it.
Is it working? Are people doing it?
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm
maybe
I
with.
Think
I mean,
the scooters.
The scooters probably not, and the bikes right now because it's been so cold. But in the spring and summer, they're kind of popular.
They're late. Tim talked about that in the news at the end of the day. They're gone. Yeah,
the bikes are gone.
Wow.
And that's not a surprise.
Yeah, I think the reason it didn't work. A lot of other cities that I've been to, they have places where you park the bikes. So you use the bike, you go run around, and then you have to bring them back into a dock. Whereas, like Trevor was saying, here in St. Louis, people, you just left the bike. They were here in Kirkwood. Remember, they were all over the place.
I found one in my apartment.
Yeah. So I don't think it's a good
idea. But they're pulling the bikes out of St. Louis because they said the scooters are more popular now.
I don't think they'll like
those electric scooters. I was down at the Loop, and there were people on scooters all over the place when it was warmer. I don't know how it is when it's cold.
Tim's a former hockey announcer. Dan's a big sports guy. Do you think it's time to lose the champagne spraying all over each other in the locker room? I mean, really, it seems like such a waste to me. Cases of champagne just being sprayed. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird.
You ever had champagne in your face?
Oh, it's supposed to burn
crazy.
Sticky.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's sticky. I don't know. It just seems like such a mess and a waste to me. I did something today, and I've never done before, ordering on Amazon. I didn't mean to do it, and I didn't know how to get out of it, and I had to have my daughter do it. I ordered something on Amazon, and somehow, accidentally, and I didn't even realize you could do this, I said I wanted to reorder it automatically on a regular basis, every month.
Oh.
And when I went back, and looked at my order, go back and check before you proceed in to check out, and I looked, and it had what I wanted, and then it said, and to be shipped to you every month.
Viagra?
Next
a
month.
A new computer?
Viagra. No, it wasn't Viagra. No. It was a case of Hubba Bubba bubblegum tape.
Oh, my goodness.
20 of them in a case.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you bet, man. It's good.
Wait, you're back to
the... And I ordered a case, and then I realized I'm going to be getting a case every month forever, and I didn't know how to get out of it. So I call my daughter. Within 2 minutes, she sends me a text, canceled, done.
Wait, are you getting any of it?
Yeah, I'm going to get one case in 2 days. It'll be delivered in 2 days. 20 of those Hubba Bubba bubblegum.
You gonna bring any into work?
Sure.
I thought you stopped chewing that.
I did, because it was so excessive, I was ruining my teeth, and I haven't chewed any for 2 years. And then the other day, I just had this thing, and so I was in the CVS pharmacy, and I bought one of those, and I thought, man, I forgot how good this was.
Oh,
so I'm gonna start chewing it again. Not like I did last time. I was addicted to it last time.
Yeah.
Here's a thought. At some point, we're going to have to find a replacement word for the F word. Not that it'll go away, just that over the years it has become so common, and I don't like that it has, but it's in everyday language everywhere you go, every movie, every TV show. Even when they do the retro shows, like they're supposed to take place in the 50s or 60s, like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, they say the F word all the time. They didn't talk like that back then. They just interjected in everything. And my point is this. In another 10 years, the F word will be like heck or shucks or whatever. What's the new, I can't believe you said that word going to be? Somebody is going to have to create what will then in the future be considered that filthy, filthy word. That, like, when I was a kid, if somebody wrote F you on the wall, they couldn't scrub it off or paint it over it quickly enough. You got your mouth washed out with soap if you said it. It was the worst thing you could say. And at some point, the world, I guess, will have to have another word that, oh, man, I can't, if you say that, because it's just, my wife and I were somewhere in the last week, and there were some people, and it was a restaurant, and these guys, every other word I told that MF or you go F, I just thought, what in the world, come to? I mean, we don't have any class anymore.
Were you having dinner with Trevor?
No, but in the good old days, you could go over to a guy and go, hey, I'm with my wife and kids, and I'd appreciate it if you'd shut your mouth and stop using that filthy language, and I want you to apologize to them for your life. You can't do that anymore.
But your grandson would probably turn around and go, hey, buddy, shut your effing mouth.
No, he won't do it in front of me.
No.
He will not do it in front of me.
I'm telling you.
I guarantee you that.
Some of those kids in kindergarten will do that.
I don't doubt it.
But I have a story. My daughter called me yesterday and told me this story. She is student teaching right now at a high school. And
you have a daughter?
Yes, I do. I do. She's student teaching, and she was running the choir. They were doing practice for a program coming up. And she said that the altos, when they were doing these, she said the altos in the certain part of the song, it was a D.
Good story, Dan.
Yeah,
he's not finished.
It. It was a D, and she told the altos, she said, altos, you have to get down on the D. And they all started laughing.
Well, sure they did.
Do you know what it means? Sure they
did. I would imagine it means go down on a man's
yes.
thing.
Get down on the D, yeah.
That's great.
Or get lower on the D.
Go down on the D.
Get lower. You have to get lower on the D. That's what it is. Lower on the D.
Well, your daughter's filthy.
What'd she tell the Sopranos?
I don't know. But she said,
hey, your lead character died.
Yeah, get lower.
Ladies, get in here, please, and save the show.
Ooh, that's nice.
Young farmer, he's not that old. He's in his 40s. He comes in from the field, and he was supposed to be out working in the field all day, but he decided to come into the house early, maybe get some ice water because he'd run out or whatever. And he walks in the house, and there is his country, cute country wife in bed with some farmer down the road that he barely even knew. And he realizes, oh, my goodness, and they're doing it. I mean, he walks right in there doing it. So this farmer, he's a very strong guy. I mean, he puts in fence posts and digs. He works hard, bales of hay. He's strong. He goes in and grabs this guy who's in bed with his wife and drags him by the feet down the stairs. Boom, boom, boom. His head's banging all the way down the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. Drags him outside, drags him across to the barn. And this is an old, old barn. You've all seen these barns. If you're just going down the highway, they're dilapidated. Look like a 5-mile-an-hour wind would blow them down. It's rotted wood and planks missing. And inside is a lot of hay and feed bags. And it's just a barn. And he takes him to the barn, slaps him around to make him like semi-conscious, puts him in a chair. And then, while he's got him in the chair, and he's sort of half knocked out, he opens this vise up that's on a workbench in the barn, stands the guy up, and puts the guy's penis in a vise. And if you know what a vise is, when you crank down on that vise, that's a powerful set of metal jaws there. You're not pulling out. And I mean, he's got that wiener squeezed so hard it's about to burst.
Oh,
and this
God.
Guy is screaming. He's screaming. Penis is in a vise. He's screaming, screaming, begging him, please, please. And the farmer walks over and gets a handsaw. Just a one of those. Thank you. That was actually not a sound. And it's a rusty, just rusty old handsaw. He comes over and lays it down next to the vise. And this lover of his wife is just sweating bullets. And he looks up at him and says, oh, for God's sakes, man, have mercy. Oh, my God, you're not going to saw my penis off with that rusty saw, are you? And he goes, no, I'm not going to do that. You're going to do it. I'm going to burn the barn down.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Accident northbound 55 at Arsenal. They cleared the accident westbound 64 before Ballas. Eastbound 64 was jamming for a look. Also, accident on the inside shoulder westbound 70 before T.R. Hughes. And accidents mid-rivers past Central School and northbound 94 north of Wolfram. When you can use help closing your books and need additional staff, it's time to call Account Temps. They can provide you with bookkeepers and other accounting and finance professionals on a temporary or project basis and fast. Call today. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue-collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
It's the perfect time to lift local at Club Fitness. Join by Wednesday, February 13th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract.
With 23 locally owned locations, Club Fitness is lifting our whole town to healthier, happier lives. They really care about everybody in St. Louis.
So join the movement and lift local.
Because lifting local is the right fit for everybody.
Club Fitness. Join by February 13th for just $10 a month with no enrollment and no contract. See club for details.
Increase your chances at getting it right for your Valentine with Leshers Flowers. Leshers is a family-owned and operated business serving the St. Louis metro area for over 30 years. Leshers uses only the freshest, top-quality flowers from around the world and takes pride in delivering fresh flowers daily to St. Louis and the surrounding areas. Go to leshersflowers.com and order online or pick up the phone and call 314-832-3500. They're fresher from Lesher.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Heading down to Dallas, Texas. Find out what Mike Evans would like to share with us. Here's what I'd like to share with you, and that is that in Chesterfield Valley, there is a terrific restaurant called Annie Guns, and next door is the Smokehouse Market. Equally terrific. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Mondays. Yes. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You just will. Unless you get really lucky and somebody had to cancel or something. But plan on and make those reservations because you won't be sorry. Gift cards. They sell thousands of them every year. Any time is a good time to give somebody a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Jump right in there, home skillet.
Oh, wow. Come here, Bachal. Come here, Bachal.
What?
Come here, Bachal. Come here, Bachal.
What?
Happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, I forgot. You speak fluent Chinese. I forgot that.
Come here, Bachal. Come here, Bachal.
Yeah, okay.
Bless
you.
With the Super Bowl over, this week's Pop Quiz theme, celebrities who are fanatics about other sports today, name the name of the star who has season tickets, travels to road games, and loves the Chicago Blackhawk hockey team.
Oh, God.
David Schwimmer. What do you mean, oh, God? What was that all about?
John Candy. This is Blues Country.
Yeah, Tim. Tim wants just remind me, it's Blues Country.
David Schwimmer, David Beckham, David Arquette, David E. Kelly, and there's a story behind it, answer in a minute. Love Nugget, it is called Postpartum Depression, and Hayden Panettiere.
Ooh, yeah.
Has had it so bad that she is in and out of the hospital, rarely sees her daughter. Her ex-husband, former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko, actually retired early and is taking care of their daughter full-time.
Ooh.
It's very sad. We're doing one of these every day this week. Little history, Hollywood history. Sad, but true. A Hollywood couple who were once in love, engaged. They bought rings. They planned a wedding. But they broke up 3 weeks before the nuptials. Today that couple is Sienna Miller and Jude Law.
Sienna Miller? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good news, bad news. Good news, bad news. Good news. Well, the first good news is that Ben Affleck is not drinking. The first bad news is that he is still gambling. The last good news is that Ben won $100,000 on the Patriots on Sunday. The final bad news, Ben Affleck still has an uncontrollable, horrible gambling habit. And now that is the good news, bad news, good news, bad news, news.
Hey, do you remember when I told you I wrote a song and sent it to Paul McCartney and wanted it to be dedicated?
Here it comes.
About Jude Law. Hey, Law.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Hilarious.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I know they're out there laughing.
I should go ahead, Mike.
The next item is all bad news. Convicted felon Tom Sizemore, who I think is really a good actor, has not only been arrested for heroin again. I hear that they are investigating even more serious charges against him.
Wasn't he in prison? He go to prison?
at one time?
Yeah, he did go to prison for a while.
Wow.
For heroin, for drugs.
Yeah, man.
Mike, you know who
And he was also an Oscar nominee for, was it Private Ryan, I think?
Mm. Yeah, he wasn't Saving Private Ryan. But Ted, what was Tim? What was your question?
Mike, do you know whose birthday is today?
I don't.
Mark Furman.
Oh.
I believe he's 70. He was the cop in the O.J. Simpson trial that Mike covered.
Yeah, Bill Cleveland.
I know Mark Furman when he first got promoted to robbery homicide at LAPD.
And it's nice also guy. Bill Cleveland's birthday today.
Yeah.
Little Billy Cleveland?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he is so proud. He must be 5 feet tall today.
Oh, man. That was cruel. That was cruel. Yeah. I feel so good. I feel like I'm 5 feet tall.
That was cruel.
Yeah. Anyway, odds and ends regarding the San Francisco restaurant owner who first said he would not serve any person that walked in with a Make America Great Again hat, but because of a lot of bad media press, has now recanted that he would serve somebody that came into his restaurant wearing a Make America Great Again hat. However,
and there's always a however in life.
You got to be a nut to go in there wearing a Make America Great hat. Unless you want to get your meal spit in back in the kitchen, huh?
Yeah. No, that's a bad idea.
I mean, you know they're going to do something climate. To your food.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Bill Cosby update. He's the most popular prisoner in the joint. I hear he has a private phone in his cell. And on weekends gets meals delivered from 4-star restaurants from outside.
Did you hear? You better believe I'm going to get my food.
Did you hear?
That was horrible.
That was horrible.
That was unbelievable. That was like John Travolta having a stroke.
Did you hear
Well, that's what it was.
Mike, did you hear about the news organization that tried to fly a drone into the prison Bill Cosby's in to try and get video of him inside the prison?
That doesn't surprise me.
I did not hear that.
It's unbelievable. It's in Pennsylvania. It's a big story out there.
Get that drone out of here.
Sounds like John Travolta.
Don't applaud it. That's sad.
I'm sorry, 1 minute.
Come here, Pacho! Come here, Pacho!
And that right Bless there you. Is what took up the first 2 minutes was that Chinese
Shut
New Year.
The front door.
45
Who
seconds.
Was the Chicago Blackhawks? David Schwimmer, David Beckham, David Arquette, David Kelly.
I'm going to go David Arquette.
I was going to go Arquette.
Arquette.
Schwimmer all the way home. David Schwimmer.
David E. Kelly, because David's dad was a head coach of the minor league New England Whalers in the old days, and then was hired by the Blackhawks to be a scout when David E. Kelly was a teenager, and he's been a Blackhawk fan ever since. To everybody in St. Louis, come see Fushow! Come see Fushow!
You're the pig.
Sound like he was saying,
I can almost guarantee you that isn't even Happy New Year. I bet he messed that up. It's probably not even good Chinese. All our Chinese listeners need to let us know. Was that really the way you say it? I doubt it. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com, the home of Budweiser.
Was.
Oh, no, that's definitely a big shock, but anytime you're on the road in the Big Ten, you can expect to lose. So, yes, that, you know, one game doesn't surprise them when they lost at Purdue, but that Indiana game was a shocker, and the way they lost it. This is normally a pretty decent free throw shooting team to walk up there and brick as many free throws as they did. Leads you in the wrong direction.
Well, the Illini starting lineup tonight brought to you by your Central Illinois Toyota dealers. It is Trent Frazier, Ayo Dosunmu, Georgie Bishanishvili, Devontae Williams, and Aaron Jordan. For Michigan State, Kyle Ahrens gets a start tonight, 6'5 junior out of the state of Ohio, averaging 5 a game. Starting also tonight is Matt McQuaid, 6'4 senior from Duncanville, Texas. Xavier Tillman, 6'8 sophomore, 260-pounder from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Kenny Goins will start tonight. And also starting is Cassius Winston,